WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ready to level up your life? We're talking about something super important today, self-care. Not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. But building a daily routine that actually fuels your strength, wisdom, and courage, the Stoic way. You know that feeling when you're running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things, barely keeping afloat? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to build inner resilience, handle life's curveballs with grace, and actually feel good even when things get tough? That's the power of self-care, Stoic style. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your self-care game. First up, define what really matters. Think about your values. What drives you? What brings you joy? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? Once you know your North Star, everything else falls into place. You'll start making choices that align with those core values, and that creates a sense of purpose and fulfillment that no amount of external validation can match. Ever felt like you were chasing something that never quite satisfied you? Defining your values is about finding that deep, internal compass that guides your actions and decisions. Next, schedule it in. No, seriously. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Treat it like any other important appointment. Block out time on your calendar for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think meditation, journaling, reading, spending time in nature, or even just taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and reconnect with yourself. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the taste of your food. When your mind starts to wander, gently guide it back to the here and now. Mindfulness helps you appreciate the small things, reduces stress, and builds emotional resilience. Pretty powerful stuff, right? Now, surround yourself with positive influences. Think about the people in your life. Who energizes you? Who inspires you? Who makes you feel good about yourself? Invest time in those relationships. It's also important to set boundaries with people or situations that drain your energy or bring negativity into your life. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up and support your growth. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, and that creates a ripple effect of positivity that touches every aspect of your life. Think about it. You're going on a long journey. Wouldn't you want to pack the right gear? Self-care is like packing your backpack with all the essentials for a successful and fulfilling life. It's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're facing a big presentation at work. You've been feeling anxious and stressed. A Stoic self-care routine could involve things like taking a few deep breaths before going in, visualizing yourself succeeding, reminding yourself of your past successes, and focusing on delivering value to the audience instead of worrying about what others might think. By implementing these practices, you're not just calming your nerves, you're building inner strength and resilience that will help you navigate any challenge life throws your way. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to level up your self-care game, the Stoic way. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's about cultivating habits that become woven into the fabric of your daily life. You've got this. Take action today, share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost, and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.